I am deeply sorry for every life that has been lost, and of course as Prime Minister I take full responsibility for everything that the government has done. What I can tell you is that we truly did everything we could and continue to do everything that we can to minimise loss of life and to minimise suffering in what has been a very, very difficult stage.
So hard to find the inspiration to say 100,000 and try to sound as if you really care. And your jokes don't make me laugh, they only make me feel like dying. I'm in an unguarded moment.
Just keep washing the hands and keep going, you know? Corona.
So long, long between mirages, you'll always find me drinking. At least Ken Dodd always combed his hair to sing a sad song. But you only make me feel like drinking, and in an undoubted moment.
It's hard to compute the sorrow contained in that grim statistic. The years of life lost, the family gatherings not attended, and to so many relatives, the missed chance even to say goodbye. I offer my deepest condolences to everyone who's lost a loved one. Fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, and the many grandparents who've been taken.
So deep without a meaning, unmoving, ungrieving, mumbling insincerity and lies. And your words, puffed up PR, they only make me feel like seething in an unguarded moment. In an unguarded moment. Scotland, cause in an unguarded moment on your non-essential journey.
And to all those who grieve, we make this pledge that when we've come through this crisis, we will come together as a nation to remember everyone we lost.
And in an unguarded moment, non-essential journey, in an unguarded moment, in your non-essential journey.
Just keep washing the hands and keep going, you know, Corona.
One of the theories is that, you know, perhaps you could sort of take it on the chin, take it all in one go, and allow the disease, as it were, to move through the population.
We will continue to do that.